How's it going, man? We'll stay over here so you don't have to turn your head. How are you feeling today?
Yeah, better.
Yeah, I'd say it's better than being upstairs, huh? Family come to see you?
Yeah.
So you feel a lot better?
I feel better than that.
Need help getting up?
No, they got my...
Is that rest?
Yeah.
Okay. That's cool. Are they still giving you medication, pain medication, or are you feeling okay?
I'm feeling alright.
Good.
For right now, though.
For right now?
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
do you have to walk around and stuff?
Yeah. I got to walk around, but not as much.
Yeah.
You know, like where I could walk.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
Well, I got around the right way.
You know how long you've been here?
About 4 or 5 days.
And you saw your family here?
Yeah.
Okay. Are they doing okay with you here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I found them.
You think?
Yeah.
You're looking a lot better.
Yeah.
We wanted to come talk to you. And we'll stop by. We want to make sure sometime it was convenient for you and that you're feeling pretty good. Okay?
Just, for
take your time.
We just have to go a parole agency.
We?
Yeah.
No. I'm Billy Hester. I'm a detective with the Sheriff's Department, and this is Jeff Kay, and he's with the Oxnard Police Department. And what we basically do is because of all this stuff, and let me just let you know right now, you're not under arrest right now. We're basically here just to find out what happened, you know, and why. You know what I mean? And, you know, we weren't actually out at the scene or anything. We were there afterwards, but we just kind of want to come talk to you and say, no, it was crazy stuff. We just want to find what we just want to figure out why. I mean, we kind of put the pieces together, cause, you know what I mean? But, you know, I worked at El Rio a long time in Austin, and I've been on for 18 years, so, you know, I know a lot of it, because I actually remember you, but you don't remember me. But,
you're good, you know.
Yeah.
You're good, Patita. You're that good.
Yeah.
Now, but, you talk to me, you can talk to me.
Okay.
You know,
like I said, we just want to figure out why, what kind of went wrong. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know what's going on in your life. You know what I mean? For that to happen, you know. A lot of people, luckily, a lot of people, they didn't get hurt. The officers didn't get hurt. That's a good thing. And then it looks like you're doing okay, right now. You know. But you know, if you could just help us out and just kind of tell us what went on, man, what's going on in your mind for that to happen. That's what me and Jeff were talking about on the way over here. You know, like I wanted to ask you, man. But what? You know what I mean?
Just a lot of pieces that I gotta put together that I don't remember.
Yeah.
And I kind of put them together to where I lost.
Yeah.
Where I lost. I lost myself.
Yeah. You know
what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm trying to put the pieces together to find out what's wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
What went wrong.
Help you.
Because I sort of don't remember myself. Yeah, I can tell you, I shot somebody, but I don't know who or what.
Or what.
Somebody losing my name.
So that day, you remember that day, what happened to kind of make you, you know, it's just a bad day, man, and then you just got...
I see, we had a bad day, but remember? I remember what day it is.
Yeah. What day is it?
Thursday.
Okay. Thursday? You don't have a calendar in here. Do you have a cell phone in here? So you're doing a point of reference in here, huh?
Yeah, but I really don't, get into all those questions right now.
Okay.
But I got to answer when I answer for you. Because I turned on him. I can't answer for you.
Okay.
I don't remember what happened that day.
Okay.
Would it help also maybe if we kind of helped you start it out and maybe we'll come back to you a little bit?
Maybe not a little bit. But I can say that right now. I'm going to get to the rest. And,
Hey, we'll just, however you feel, man. I mean, we're here. I mean, it's your convenience. You know what I mean? I mean, you're sitting in your bed, and we don't want to make things worse for you. But we just thought we'd come over and fill you out, see if you're all right. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you're able to talk, if you're not, maybe we'll come back tomorrow morning or something.
Yeah. I lost my Saturn.
Oh, sure.
I left my Saturn while I was there.
Right.
And I certainly remember what happened. What happened with me.
Okay.
You
remember being up in Ojai at all?
No.
Remember being up in Ojai?
Okay.
Okay. You remember,
probably so.
You had already been out there?
Right after you lose.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Were you staying at the house there or the did you go with them?
Nah. I was staying at, that's what I'm saying. At that time, I was staying right there.
Have you been staying there for a while?
No.
No. Just problems at home caused you to kind of go over there?
It's my issues I have with alcohol and drugs, you know. And I love for my problems I have, alcohol treats, you know, and my drug use. And that's where I'm at right
now. It sounds like it was not only that stuff, but you know, with not being at home, and that kind of messes with your head a little bit, too. That's when, you know, one of the things that we were talking about is, you know, we've both been through that kind of same stuff, you know, especially when your heart is kind of having problems, and your heart's kind of heavy, and...
Oh, yeah.
I do. I've been there. That's why we said we'd come and try to talk to you about it a little bit, because...
You pulled me out. You know where I'm at. But like right now, I'm getting my memories. I still lost it there a little bit.
Yeah.
But I can find myself. So, man, you know what I mean? You know, can you get up on it? You know, it's kind of
one.
You know, not bad, I'm afraid. I'm trying to say, I remember where I'm at. I remember where I was at. I remember getting shot. I remember that I was hiding. I remember that I was ducking down, hiding from the cops. I remember I was hiding from them. Because I had no more ammo. I didn't have any more ammo to do my thing. You know? I was going through a bad experience with something I'll never like to go through ever again in my life. And I hope I don't know about getting back in the case, but someday So, yeah, that's a When I get back, when you get there, I need to remember what I'm talking. But from then on, I try to remember Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus. Not that I can tell you.
Yeah.
Not that I can tell you.
So you said you ran out of ammo, is what you said right at the end there?
Yeah. That's okay, I remember. I had my ammo. And I told you, I came from America.
The officers are still alive, luckily, too. You know, the officers that shot at
him, yeah.
Luckily, they weren't hit, and that's a blessing.
I owe them apology.
They're scared, you know. These guys are scared for their lives, you know. They got families and everything, too, you know what I mean? They have wives and kids. So they kind of want an explanation, too, of why. So,
yeah.
It means that, you know, we talked to all these guys. And
yeah.
That's the big question, too, is why. You know what I mean?
Why? What's that get to the why? Why did it happen? Why? What did I go wrong? What did I do wrong? Why? Why did it wait? Why did it happen to them?
Yeah.
Ask for something like that. Keep myself in their head.
Yeah.
To remember
things
you know,
right.
That I can't remember. But I always adore you and offer some an apology. It's good to come for me.
Do you remember how many you shot at?
I just know that I was older. I don't know. How many rounds there were.
How many did you shot him?
Yeah.
You got a
little? Yeah,
do you remember maybe reloading? So that might help you?
Reloading? I know. I can't see. I didn't have any because I know that it's empty. I didn't have one.
Yeah. At the end there?
Yeah.
Was that empty?
Yeah, I was empty.
Yeah.
And I was trying to hide where to go to.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't have any.
What were you planning on doing? What were you planning on doing?
At that time, I'll be honest with you. Probably ending my life, getting tired of my life I've been living. My life I've been living, living. Well, just when you're in that situation, you're not thinking right now what I'm telling you, what I just thought about. Like, I can't tell you what I was thinking 5 minutes ago.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I could be thinking a lot of things 5 minutes ago.
Mm-hmm.
But,
could I ask you something?
Yeah.
And don't take it personally, but you shot at a lot of the cops and you ran dry on bullets. And you didn't shoot yourself. I mean, you know what I mean? If you're suicidal, are you just maybe going to go out and try to shoot the cops and maybe think they'll shoot you? I mean, you know what I mean?
Oh, hang on, yeah.
You ever think of, I mean, what were you thinking? Right. I'm just trying to get into your head a little bit.
To be honest with you, that's a good one right there.
Yeah.
Because, you know what, I can't answer that one, because I don't remember what happened.
Yeah.
I don't remember what happened that day. I don't have a clue. You know, okay. I don't know who to give you. You know, because I don't remember myself what happened that day.
But you do have some memories, though, huh?
Or how many people.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember. I don't.
But you do remember seeing the cops and their lights pulling over and shooting at them, right? I mean, you just don't remember how many times?
I don't remember how many times.
Okay.
Can I ask you a question, Augie?
Yeah.
Did you remember calling, was it your sister? When you were in the car?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. I remember yelling, calling for her, but I could say that now that we're talking about it, that I do remember the situation that I was in at the moment. You know, I was in a battle. That battle that led to, you know, killing people. Yes, sir. They led to that. To a battle where I could have been dead. Or I could have lost a son. You know, because this battle I got into, it could be a lot of things. It could be a lot of things,
yeah. We know some history. We know about your brother and stuff. And there's some history. You know, and family and the police and stuff. I mean, did that play into it at all?
Oh,
yeah. Yeah? Real frustration with the police, maybe?
Yeah. Well, I'm just happy that I'm still alive.
Yeah.
And, nobody else got hurt. And, nobody else got hurt. And, God gave me another chance to make a better life. Myself.
Right.
Because I know maybe I'll be another one. The only one I got to do.
Yeah.
It's over. It's over and done. It's over and done. It's over and done with me. I'm done. I don't know what I'm talking about. But I had. But at the time, it seemed to me. I was the most scared motherfucker. Because, I'll tell you right now, I was the most scared motherfucker. I was too scared to be there. I had to tell you that.
Okay. Well, that's what we wanted to cover, and just kind of just see what's going on in your head a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like I said, we talk to a lot of the officers, and they're all serious, man, you know? It's like, man. A lot of these guys almost lost their lives and their families, you know. So,
I can see that in a peaceful, I ask him for forgiveness, and I avoid it. You know, I'll try to do my best to make better decisions. Try to take it.
Let me ask you this, where'd you get that gun?
Well, I got it. It came from the gun show.
A gun show? Okay. What kind of gun was it?
Semi-automatic.
What?
I think it was a semi-automatic.
Semi-automatic? What caliber?
I don't know.
Did you have more than one?
I said I had this gun.
Just one gun? Did you reload it all while you were driving around? You remember?
Yeah.
You ran out of bullets, remember?
I'm pretty sure I did.
How'd you reload it? Remember how?
How'd I reload it? Well, actually, I was hiding. So any chance I got, I was reloaded.
During the car chase?
Yeah.
You see? Yeah.
Is it one of those ones, the type of gun, is it the kind of a cowboy gun with the wheel in the middle? Or is it the one with the clip in the bottom?
The clip in the bottom.
Clip in the bottom?
Yeah. Yeah, what is it?
Just like my partner was saying, you know, the officers are really, they actually were worried about you, and they worried about themselves, and they were scared just as much as you were. And when we talked to them, the one question that they ask us, and that's one of the things we've asked you tonight, is why? You know, what, you know,
why
did the whole thing go?
Why did it do it?
And why didn't you stop from the first time to the second time to the third time? It's like, why didn't you just, hey, I'm done, you know, I don't want to hurt anybody.
From the first time to the last time, I didn't give a fuck no more about my life. I didn't care what happened to me, if I lived or died. I was going through some issues with my lady. At that time, I didn't care what happened to me, if I lived or died. You know, and that's all I got to say.
No, that's cool, because mm-hmm. I can explain that to them,
yeah.
You know, and I think they'll, yeah. And everybody said, you know, we're human yeah. beings too, and we've been through stuff like this.
Yeah.
But,
that's what I gotta say, man.
Yeah.
You know, we have to, couple shoes, ain't gonna happen again, man.
No, I think you've...
Amen.
When, do you remember driving through Oxnard?
Mm-hmm.
No? Because part of this happened over by, Remember what happened over by, driving?
That was funny.
I'm sorry?
That was funny when I lost it.
Is that when you lost it?
You were last guy. Where Marie? They give a fuck about you. They give a fuck about me. They give a fuck about nobody. Mm-hmm. You know? About nobody. I'm saying about you and me. Everybody.
Well, no, I understand when you're talking about, you know, with the cops and everything. Yeah. What I'm really thankful for is because when you're driving by the house on that one time, that we're really thankful that nobody got hit with that.
Yeah.
You weren't trying to hit anybody, right?
Oh, no.
No? What were you shooting at?
I was shooting at
nothing. At which?
I ran out of ammo.
Oh, no, I'm talking about
by the house during the pursuit and you let a round off? Is that... You're just trying to figure out why that round.
Oh, no.
Because there were officers around and there was her apartment. Were you shooting toward her apartment or the cops, or what were you thinking at that point?
At that point, to be honest with you, I didn't know how I was what I was thinking. But at the time of this, yeah, I'm glad that I didn't hurt nobody else, that I didn't kill nobody.
Mm-hmm. So that shot over there by more just kind of letting off some anger?
Yeah, just a bit.
Okay, so you just shot like the buildings or what?
Yeah.
Do you remember what you were aiming at?
Yeah.
How did you do it? Just put your hand out the window and shoot?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, but basically, that's what happened.
Okay.
I can't change it.
No.
Yeah.
Well, actually, we're not, you know, you're right, we can't change it, but what we can do is we can understand it. And that's what we're trying to do here today, is just try to help you and help us understand and put all the pieces together. because this affects a lot of people's lives, and a lot of people are scared.
Yeah. I could ask my kid, you know, for this stupid shit. I could ask my son. You know, I could ask a lot of lives. Told all this. And I'm happy that they didn't get this way, because I didn't want anybody. I don't have nobody else. And I'm happy after that this gun is done. And I'm happy that I got to talk to you guys. And I just hope someday you can understand me.
Yeah. Oh no, we understand where you're coming from, man. Like I said, you know, we've dealt with this a lot, and we know how things can get messed up inside your head and your heart. And sometimes you have a little too much to drink, and you know, people don't always make the best decisions right then. We understand that.
Hey, did they say what your status is? If you look like you're progressing pretty good. I mean, they're gonna talk about getting that trach out and all that stuff. Or?
My status, I don't know. To be honest with you, I don't know.
Well, it's a good sign that you're up and walking a little bit and that you're talking. And
Well, you look good. I mean, you know, considering.
You
know what, why don't we just, we're going to let you rest a little bit. Maybe we'll come back in the morning. Is that good? Let you get some rest?
Okay.
All right, man. You
got everything you need?
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you, talk to us, okay?
Feel better, Augie.
Okay.
Detective K and Sergeant Hester, 6:55 p.m., November 9th, 2011.